I have a phone call from Rocco from Atlantic City. What's going on, Rocco? You called a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah. Hey, Mike. How are you? And I also want to direct a question to maybe you, Mike, and Bucktail Willie in regards to the state takeover of the Brigantine North End beaches.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
As of January 1st, the state is controlling that area north of where the Brigantine Castle once stood. A lot of replenishment. All the dredging is going on up there right now. So two questions. How did all of a sudden the state decide to take over the North End beaches? Even Mayor Gunther is putting together a town hall to push back against this takeover. Yeah. And number two, Bucktail, from what I understand, all that dredging up there will almost kill, one of the finest places for surf fishing of stripers. Is that true?
Yeah, that is. That's happened down here. It's down here with all the dredging and the beach replenishment. It's wiped out the surf fishing for stripers along our beach. And when you wipe out all the grass and the life on the bottom of the ocean and push the sand on the beach, you're killing the surf line, and yes, it's going to affect striped bass.
From what I understand, Captain Andy over there at Riptide or Noel talks about it. Right there in front of Brigantine is some of the best places, the troughs out there for striper fishing. And, of course, if those stripers are in and out of the inlet, that's a big part of the economy down here that we're messing with.
Yeah, you can get permits to drive there, but I think they're limiting. I don't know how many they've sold or how many they're allowing to be sold. But you can buy a permit to drive, I believe, on that north end, in addition to the Brigantine city permit. I don't know. I think they limit it to a certain number.
Yeah, they put
500
or
something.
But they put a limit on how many they're going to allow.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Gentlemen, I hope the brand new Department of Environmental Protection person, Mr. Murphy, appointed a new DEP head. They got rid of Bob Martin, and there's another person in charge, a woman by the name of Catherine something.
Yeah.
So hopefully the new head of the New Jersey DEP will be much more open-minded and much more, well, make decisions appropriately as opposed to acting like kind of like a czar and just coming down with some heavy-handed new rules and regulations.
I wouldn't hold your breath on that.
Hey, Rocco, do me a favor. Give Holly your phone number. We want to get you connected a little bit more often, all right?
Thank you.
When you go to a smaller fish, there's going to be a high success rate.
Yeah.
And that means more fish are going to be able to be caught.
Yeah.
Now, will that affect and shorten the season? Because the more you relax the regulations, allow the smaller fish, the more the people have a success rate of not just going home one fish, but going home with a bag of it. And basically, all of a sudden, you wind up shortening up the season.
But they're ignoring the fact that the fish that we're throwing back has a high mortality rate, and much higher than what they have in their numbers.